from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Walk us through the process when Gerard tells you how much you're going to play. When does that conversation take place? Is that right before the game? Is that this afternoon? What's that like?
Coach Mayo kind of lets the offensive coaches kind of decide, and quarterback coaches and AVP. So really had an idea a couple days before. Coach Mayo wanted everybody to know, kind of have an idea of how much they're playing. So from that point on, just having that conversation is just keeping house.
Final hour of KJ and Lyons on WEEI. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday with us. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. That's Drake May on his knowledge of when he was going to play seven snaps Thursday night. And John, here's what I like about what's happened so far. Is there's clearly a feeding frenzy for Drake May to be out there. And if, gosh darn it, if he shines in preseason, throw him out there. But I think they've said, hey, wait a minute, this is what just happened with this franchise. Look how it ended. And if this happens again, you now be talking about this team becoming the Buffalo Bills of days gone old, because you can't get the quarterback situation going and you don't necessarily have an area where free agents just want to flock to.
Yeah, and this is something we knew when they drafted him, KJ, right? It's not going to be he's going to come in, light the world on fire, and be the starter. Now, look, if that ends up happening, great. But this was a guy from the beginning. There's a reason he went third overall instead of first or second. He needed a little bit more development than Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. The Patriots themselves, beyond Drake May, need some development, whether it's their offensive line, their coaching staff, their receivers, right? So this is something that they're taking it slow now. And look, I wanted him to get more than one series in the preseason game Thursday night. I did. And I hope he gets more against Philly coming up in the joint practices as well as the preseason game this Thursday. I hope he gets more. But they should be taking it kind of slow with him. They should take their time because, to your point, you don't want to rush it. You don't want to screw it up. And they have so many things around him that they need to get squared away in addition to his development. I think it makes a lot of sense to kind of bring things along a little bit slower with him.
Well, I think Gerard Mayo also has to protect himself, right? Because that's where, think about it, this is a whole new regime. This is the first time someone named Belichick or Brady is not in the building for 20-something years. He's got a brand new quarterback, so it's not like, hey, Mac Jones had progressed. He's been here. He would then be the leader in that locker room. You know what you're getting from him. You probably draft differently, obviously. And then maybe the conversation is slightly different, but it's completely not that. That's why I would not be surprised if you see a heavy dose of Drake May in the joint practices and just a little bit more in the game against Philadelphia, but you might see a whole lot from him against Washington on the road. I think they are really protecting Drake May's psyche. I'm not saying that it's damaged at all, but I think they want to make sure that he's given all the tools to be able to absorb everything he needs to. Almost like think of this as at least a 5-year journey and not be worried about what the conversation is going to be over the next 5 days, right? So people like Shime here at the station, utterly disappointed that he did not see more of Drake May. Probably may have an extra beer on opening day when Drake May is not out there. And I think it's the right move to do because caution wasn't, well, now even when you think about some of the stories that were coming out about how Belichick felt about Mac Jones, that maybe this was kind of a guy thrown to the Lions just because it wasn't his guy. So you don't want to get into a situation where, okay, we need to play Drake May right away because of where he was drafted and because of how bad the team was last year. I think the team is only going to be a little bit better than it was last year. And let's get into the journey versus the juxtaposition of he's got to be in there right now or what are we doing?
And I also think the situation now is so much different than with Mac in 2021. Like, you look at that situation, Mac was more pro-ready than Drake May was. Cam Newton was not really a viable option like Jacoby Brissett is. You still had Belichick. You also still had Josh McDaniels. You had just added all these offensive free agents, and free agents on both sides of the ball, but especially offensively. Like, there was a lot more there to work with than there is right now. Like, that's it. Like, now, you don't know really what your left tackle situation is. Like, Vedarian Lowe's been repping there over the past week, and I think looks like he's going to be the guy. But that's not something I don't think a lot of people feel that confident in, him being a full-season left tackle. You're not quite sure about right tackle. It looks like Okorafor, but, you know, he hasn't been great in camp. Hasn't been awful, but hasn't been great. You know, you're not sure how these young receivers are going to shake out right now. Like, you don't even know Alex Van Pelt. Look, seems like a good football mind. He's got a good track record with quarterbacks. Was good last year in Cleveland, but this is his first full year calling all the plays for an offense. Like, you don't know how that's all going to shake. There's going to be growing pains in all those areas. And I think with May specifically, you need to develop him more to begin with, but you don't want him to be part of some unnecessary growing pains with all those other things the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the year.
KJ Lyons here with you to 12:30, leading you right up to this Red Sox pregame. They're trying to go avoid the sweep today against Houston. Joe Wiles got your pregame today at 12:35 here on WEEI. Let's go to Russ. Russ, thank you so much for calling KJ and Lyons. Good Sunday to you.
How you doing, KJ? And how about John the Jag with you? At any rate.
That's not nice.
No, it was not nice. But I want to talk about what Mr. Kraft said Friday morning.
Yes, on the Greg Hill Show.
He was asked about Drake May, and he basically said, or exactly said, well, understand, he's only 21 years old. That told me a lot, okay? If you look at Drake May, he was the flavor of the year in his junior year. He was great. Not so great in his senior year. He was 4-4 in the ACC. I want to talk about the other quarterback that played in the fourth quarter. 11-5 at Tennessee, 38 touchdowns, over 4,100 yards passing, 5 interceptions with 38 touchdowns and 500 yards running on the ground. Okay? I think that Joe Milton has got a place on that team. Let's see what happens. The other thing, KJ, you mentioned Mac Jones. For all the Mac Jones haters, watch what he did the other night. He's playing ball. Good for him.
He was. Russ, thanks for the call.
Just to clarify the call, Joe Milton only had 2,800 yards passing last year. So.
Stats are for losers.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Didn't he say like 4,000 or something? There's a big difference.
Joe Milton never showed up in big games in college.
And Joe Milton's got 6 years of college experience.
Okay, so I see where this is going, right? Because all right, Joe Milton doesn't have the acumen of the standard typical quarterback who can stand in the pocket. Remember, the British used to fight all their wars up into 1776.
That's not what I'm talking about at all. What I'm saying is,
my bad.
Like, Joe Milton has a lot to work on.
Drake May does too,
but Drake May's better than him too. Like, we also have to be careful about doing
if
this.
If we put them in a competition, because here's where I think Russ is going.
And I want Milton to make the team, by the way.
Joe Milton performed against better competition than Drake May did against bad competition in college.
But Joe Milton didn't perform better.
But what I'm saying is he played against better competition. Tennessee wasn't the worst team in the world. Carolina should have been probably the second best team in the ACC, and they weren't, right? It's like two kids take a test. One kid had SAT prep, the other one didn't. You expect the SAT prep person to perform better, and they don't. So, look, I think all things considered, let them both get coached up. The idea is to get Drake May more reps because more is financially invested in Drake May. That's just where it is at this point. But what if you do get to a point where that Joe Milton is learning the system, is effective in practice, is being able to operate just as efficiently? Let's just say the only difference between Joe Milton and Drake May over a couple of years is that May doesn't have the acumen, May doesn't have the speed, and Joe Milton doesn't necessarily have the finesse touch.
Also, though, like, I know your point about the SEC, and I agree with you. The SEC is much better than the ACC, but like,
right,
when Joe Milton played good teams, like, he was bad against Missouri.
How many good teams are there in college?
Georgia,
let's be honest.
Like, wasn't that good?
Florida State was undefeated and not considered a good team.
Yeah, but your point is he played against tougher competition. What I'm saying is when he played really good teams, he didn't play that well.
Man, the only good teams in college football, LSU, Alabama, Georgia.
Okay, we'll so then Texas when he played Georgia, he...
Michigan, Ohio State.
47 yards passing.
No! It's seven. That's why they're going to an 18 playoff, right? Because there's really only eight teams.
Yeah, but then what's your point about competition? Like, if you're telling, you can't tell me on one hand, oh, one guy played better competition. On the other hand, tell me there aren't that many good teams in college football.
No, that's not true, because if three of those teams I just mentioned are in the SEC, four of those teams are in the SEC, and the other guy played against teams in the ACC, and I didn't mention any of those teams, then he's playing against lesser competition.
And when Milton played good competition, he didn't play that well.
Okay, but what good competition did Drake May play against last year? Like, there's no reason why North Carolina should have lost five games in the ACC last year. That means one of two things, and I don't think one of them is true. The one I don't think is true is that Drake May is not good. That's not what I'm saying. Can he be out to lunch? Like, do you think he's just like, oh, I got it?
And that Carolina team also had a new OC and lost a bunch of guys last year.
Okay,
like, if Joe Milton went through that, we'd say that too.
Because all those guys are in the pros now, right? But you know, all those guys that are
What are we doing right now? Are we really saying because Joe Milton had a good fourth quarter against fifth string guys?
I'm just saying if both guys take to the coaching, this is what happened with Brady.
Are we really going to compare Tom Brady
I'm just
to Joe
saying,
Milton?
Like, I didn't say that. I'm just they're both six rounders. Both six rounders?
We're starting from ground zero.
Yeah, like, we're having a conversation in 2000. Both of those guys taken in the late rounds. If both of them take to the coaching and can perform well, what do you do?
One had a much better track record
than the other.
Brady won the Orange Bowl against Alabama.
What if both of them take to the coaching?
Then they'll get better. That doesn't mean Joe Milton's going to be a great quarterback. We've got to stop with this.
So you saying that Joe Milton could never bypass Drake May if both of them take to the coaching?
No, but I'm saying we're being unrealistic after one fourth quarter that was good.
It's
a long way to go.
If they both take to the coaching.
If they both take to the coaching, Drake May's the better player and will be the starter and be better. That's why he got picked out overall. He's the better player.
Because he got picked third overall.
Well, do you think they would pick the better player third and the worst player
sixth? Mac Jones got picked 15th, and what is he now? Third string in Jacksonville?
Oh, that's cool. One example the other way, too. Like, I mean, Trevor Lawrence got picked number one the same year. Like,
I'm just giving an example of a person that was here. I'm just saying, if both of these guys take to the coaching, who's the quarterback? I say it's a toss-up. I say it's a toss-up. Because I think the only argument people are making about Joe Milton is like, oh, well, maybe he just can't really process as well. I think that's what people are trying to get to. Am I not? Am I wrong?
It's more than that. Like, he throws the ball 100 miles an hour all the time, which is cool.
Okay, so there's called a changeup. Like, you know, there's other things. Yeah,
but he's shown no evidence in 7 years that
he can do that. But if you take to the coaching and he's like, able to fix that,
like,
right?
He had Jim Harbaugh coaching him and he didn't figure that out.
Jim Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh doesn't care about anybody but Jim Harbaugh.
But he still can coach quarterbacks. Like, he had Jim Harbaugh for, 3 years at Michigan, and he couldn't figure that out?
Did he win?
Like, no, he left and went to Tennessee.
No,
Joe Milton did.
No, did Michigan win?
Not with Joe Milton.
Did Michigan win when he was there?
When Bill, I don't know. They were fine. They were like,
okay. That's okay. If it means you're not going to get playing time, you're not going to get playing time. So what? I'm just saying, let's just see what happens when Joe Milton takes to the coaching. I'm not here saying Joe Milton is going to be the starter. But I'm just going to say it could get to be a very interesting conversation if both of these guys take to the coaching. And, you still go with Drake May because that's the financial decision you made. But what if it gets beyond a financial decision? You don't think we've seen that before?
Yeah, we've seen that before. I'm just saying people are going, again, and I enjoyed the fourth quarter. It was fun. I think Milton can be a long-term backup.
It's so funny when I hear people get offended.
We have people going too far with
this. Drake May, wait, Brady went to Michigan, too, and was kind of ignored.
Yeah, Brady also won the Orange Bowl against Alabama.
Look, like, I totally get that. But my whole thing is I just find it hilarious that when you say sixth round and potential, oh, gosh, no, we're not Brady. No, I'm just saying
I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is everybody equates every day three pick that has a good preseason game to Tom Brady, and it's ridiculous.
Brock Purdy, like, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, like, you can find good players. Richard Sherman was a fifth-round pick, too. Like, you can find great players.
I'm talking about leaders of your team.
Okay, like, you can find good players in the late round, sure. But, like,
Russell Wilson,
just because somebody has... We need to stop comparing guys to Tom Brady is what I'm getting at.
I'm just comparing the rounds. I'm just saying the round is same.
But, like, it's... Yeah, okay.
The round's the same.
But people are going too far. Like,
I didn't say he was
Brady. I'm not saying Drake May is going to be Lamar Jackson, and they both got picked in the first round either. Like, he's got to earn it, but...
Well, technically, Drake May should be better because he was taken third and Lamar Jackson was taken 29th.
Yeah, sure.
See my point? Right. All I'm saying is people should not get offended when you say, hey, Joe Milton's a sixth rounder as well.
Lamar Jackson, ACC quarterback as well.
Yeah, and he won the Heisman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't lose five games in a conference where their leading, their undefeated team got left out of the college football playoff.
Because their quarterback got injured.
And that's what's happening here, too, is people...
Well, the rest of the team, one guy's the reason why they went undefeated.
Because people are excited about Joe Milton, then they have to slander Drake May and say... I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm saying people, though, that are like, oh, well, May only got one series, and Milton played better in the fourth, so he should be the starter. Like,
but, you know, people throw that, well, he was up against third-rounders. Like, that's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same voice of people like, oh, breakdancing in the Olympics was stupid. Like, okay, wait a minute. It offers some type of competitiveness. There is an offense and a defense, technically, if you're watching it. So I'm just calling out what I think I should call out is, hey, what's wrong with Joe Milton advancing?
Nothing.
What's wrong with
their goal should be, they should get to the end of this year and want May and Milton both as part of their future. That really should be their goal.
Could one bypass the other? Could it happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, look.
Okay, that's fair enough.
If all things are equal, May will be the starter. But if Milton's better, then he's better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Would he be the starter?
If he's better, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to see if you would say that. It's KJ and Lyons, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We wrap up the show next, but right now it's time to trend with Jacob Lasner.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox were defeated by the Astros last night by a score of 5-4. Josh Winkowski went 3 and allowed 1 earned run. Yordan Alvarez hit 2 home runs to lead the Astros to the victory. Alex Cora had this to say after the game about Alvarez.
Just control the strike zone, just hits for average. He'll take his walks, you know, and for me, he's up there with Judge, to be honest with you. It's just, you bring a lefty, hits lefties. I don't know, it seems like he likes hitting here, you know. That wall kind of like keeps him close, you know. He can shoot it the other way, and then he can do that. Closer thing to David, probably, in the game. He, you know, like very, very, very similar to David Ortiz.
The Red Sox are back in action today at 1:35 on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Sean McDonough and Hall of Fame Joe Castiglione are on the call. James Paxton on the mound for the Sox, Hunter Brown for the Astros. The Sox lineup is as follows. Duran in left field, Valdez at second, Abreu right field, Yoshida DHing, Connor Wong catching, Smith at first base, Sogard third base, Rafaela center field, and batting ninth, David Hamilton at shortstop. Joe Weil has the Mass Mutual pregame show at 12:35 coming up just now. Mass Mutual, insurance, planning, investments. The United States men's basketball team took gold yesterday in Paris. The United States women's team won gold just now. They are receiving their gold medals as we speak. Steph Curry was announced as Olympics MVP for the men after splashing 4 ridiculous threes to close out the game for the U.S., which means the United States is now tied for the lead in gold medals with 40 with China. They have 126 medals in total. According to a report from Josh Kozman of the New York Post, Fenway Sports Group and Redbird Capital are seriously considering bidding for the Boston Celtics, and the Patriots are back on the practice field today to prep for their second preseason game this Thursday against the Eagles. Here's what Jerod Mayo had to say after the first preseason game about Drake May.
I mean, he, you know, Jacoby's the starter, so Drake only gets a few of these games. You didn't feel it was important for him to learn the work on the operation and the huddle and some of the game management stuff?
I mean, those things are always under consideration. I would also say, you know, during practice, he gets a lot of reps, and then going into the Eagles week, this honestly is a huge week for everyone. To practice against the Eagles, and then really we'll see how the reps kind of break down in the game, but I expect Drake to get, you know, more reps than he did in the first game.
My name is Jacob Lasner, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This is KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
We brought more than just wind and rain to Florida. It actually washed ashore $1 million worth of cocaine. Yep, the U.S. Border Patrol says Debbie blew 70 pounds of cocaine onto the beach in the Florida Keys. The 25 packages were found by a Good Samaritan who told officials Border Patrol eventually seized the drugs.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI. We've kept you wide awake here for the last 3.5 hours. You missed any of the show. The Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI. KJ and Lyons started at 9 this morning. John, Tropical Storm, later became Tropical Storm Debbie. This thing was so intense. It was like heavy winds in Quebec. That's how far this thing reached. It was just, that thing was uncomfortable.
Yeah, got some rain up here in Boston from it too. Like, yeah, a lot going on with Debbie.
Yeah, do you really believe that the Good Samaritan is like, yeah, officers, I found a ton of cocaine. I found $1 million worth of cocaine. It just washed up with the storm. Yeah. We got a few questions for you, sir.
Maybe that's what gave Tropical Storm Debbie so much extra power.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess that's the other part of it is, you know. I guess because think about it. Debbie went across Tampa. That was from WFLA in Tampa. It goes across Tampa, then cuts back into the Atlantic Ocean, and then cuts back in around Charleston, South Carolina, and just pours rain going all the way up, coming all the way up through here to Boston. It was huge, bad, like through Quebec. It was pretty bad, I think, like through not too far from Pittsburgh. Just got really heavy winds. It's like, how do you last that long? Maybe that's where the other $1 million of cocaine went to. Like, she just kept it inside of them and just kept going and going and going. Thank God the women's Olympics team won today, John.
Yeah, barely.
Barely won, because do you know what the conversation in America would be tomorrow morning until the end of time if Team USA lost that game against France today?
Yes, it would be all about our good friend Caitlin Clark.
If you had Caitlin Clark, you would have won. And you know who would have been happy that happened? Steve Kerr. Because Steve Kerr, the way he handled the management of the team in terms of minutes, like even in that French game, I'm like, when they went to Wemby and Gobert, I was like, so why is Joel Embiid not in there? Like at one point, like, okay, Jason Tatum, yeah, okay, he's in there now, but why is he guarding Rudy Gobert in the paint? What are you doing with these rotations? This might be the last of Steve Kerr with Team USA basketball, because Team USA basketball literally won those games on their own, those last two games, yesterday against France and a couple days before that against Serbia, because of the talent on the team, not because of the coaching.
It felt like in that Serbia game especially, Kerr got bailed out. Like, Steph and Durant and LeBron were so good in that Serbia game and the comeback.
Yeah.
It overshadowed him not playing Tatum and some of the, you know, rotation questions. And then, yeah, the Embiid thing too. Like, I wouldn't be shocked, KJ, if 2028 it's Spoelstra or someone else is the head. And I wouldn't even be shocked if Kerr doesn't want to deal with it anymore, right? Like, he's on a gold medal team. He's the head coach of it. Kind of move on from there. I wonder if we get one of those mutual parting of the ways, as it's always deemed.
Noah Lyles won the bronze medal and tested positive for COVID. You just can imagine what those do for the medical stories. They're like, okay, so you mean to tell me that a guy can win an Olympic race, come in third in an Olympic race against world-class sprinters and have COVID?
Is COVID a PED?
Yeah, well, that's the other part. Like, you know, like if you took too much antihistamine, but that's the other thing. Noah Lyles is also the guy who questioned world champion of what when it talked about basketball. And so, like, look, Grady's an American. Am I a fan? I don't have to be. But not a real big fan of Noah Lyles. Because, like, okay.
He won the 100 meter, though.
Yeah, yes, he won the 100 meter. But when he loses the 200 meter to two other people, he's got COVID? Like, is that an excuse?
I buy it.
Right, like, so if that's the case, I would presume you won the 100 with COVID too. I tested positive for COVID. That's why I came in third. Like, come on, bro, that's weak. That's weak sauce. Did you see the sprinter? I think she was from France. I can't remember where she was from. But after she wins the race, she proposes to her boyfriend in the stands. Did you see that?
So I didn't see it. I heard the story.
He's cooked for life. Cooked for life. He, like, what decisions does he get to make? Like, do you think he could go in the joint account and go buy an Xbox if he wanted to?
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully, right? But then again, yeah. She runs that video right in the kitchen on, you know, you got these smart screens now on your refrigerators. Like, on the smart screen of the refrigerator, she's got a nice photo of her proposing to him and saying yes, reminding him, you better ask me, son, if you want to smile.
Speaking of that, by the way. I returned my first kickoff for a touchdown in EA College Football.
Me too.
I was pretty fired up.
Yeah, me too. I did it as well. It's funny you said that, because I finally returned one and I won a national championship with Texas.
Oh, good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I feel good about that. So if you missed any of the show, you would feel good about Tommy Freeze Pops was here in the first hour talking about observations for camp. He got kind of fired up about not seeing Drake May out there playing extended snaps on Thursday night.
He did, and I think this is a critical week for Drake May and his development, at least for this season, because you have the joint practices Tuesday, you have that Eagles preseason game Thursday, and then you have a 10-day gap between the Eagles game and the Washington Commanders preseason game to close out the preseason. So in that gap, because what have we been asking too? Like, well, how come May's not getting any reps with the ones, right, and all that? that's an opportunity to do that. So if he performs well in the joint practices, in the preseason games, then maybe we start to see some of that after the Eagles' preseason games. I think this is actually a really huge week for May and his development, at least for this year.
I wonder if the noise is going to get loud with Jerod Mayo. I don't think he's going to be able to satisfy everybody in terms of Drake May's minutes. But I think people still have to remember that Drake May is not the opening day starter, barring any crazy injuries that happen. And even if, let's just say, God forbid, something happened to Jacoby Brissett and Bailey Zappi's still on this roster, would Bailey Zappi then become the number one quarterback?
I think so. And I think it would be more about they'd be worried about getting May hurt or his own development. Like, obviously, nobody here has confidence Bailey Zappi's going to be like your franchise QB. But yeah, I think that would come down to it.
We introduced a new game called Just the Jag, and be safe on Tuesday, John, if anybody recognizes their names, who we identified as just the guy on the team, and you'll be continuing to hear that during the season.
I'll wear a disguise.
John Henry potentially buying the Celtics. I think he's probably going to stick to that Vegas situation because there'll be more marketing control. You?
Yeah, I lean that way too.
All right, missed any of the show, remember, at WEEI.com. You can also access the show that way. Thank you so much to our producer, Jacob Lassner. Have a great Sunday. Joe Wild next with pregame for the Red Sox, avoiding the sweep, hopefully, fingers crossed, against Houston. Have a great Sunday. See ya!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.